الحمد لله المعرفه ونستعينه ونستغفره. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His assistance. We seek His guidance and ask His forgiveness. I testify that there is no God but Allah. We have no associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave servant and last messenger. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whom the Book of Allah was revealed as a guide and reminder to be presented to all of us, all of us who have reason, all of us who are willing to think, work, practice, learn, and live this religion. It's something that Allah blesses the human being with. Us as Muslims were asked to speak on Islam with people, but understand the action that we have through learning this religion is to learn, practice, and convey the message of Islam. It is Allah who makes Muslims, not us. We don't make Muslims. We practice a religion that we believe in, and we speak on it, and try to have people understand what it is. If we're doing what Allah asks us to do, you'd be surprised, or you already know, that through your actions, through the actions that people see, they will ask you what it is that you do. Why is your life different than what I see everybody else doing? What I see and all the other people that are around me. Why is the activity that you're involved with so much different? Why are you able to not crack up when you have difficulty? These things we learn through practice. We know that it is Allah who blesses us with whatever it is that we have. Whatever it is that we're going to receive. It is Allah that blesses us with that. We don't get it unless Allah sees fit to bless us with it. May the rahmah of Allah be on the Muslims all over the universe this day of Salatul Jumu'ah, the best of all days. May Allah bless the Muslim Ummah all over the universe with an ever increase of sincerity in their hearts. And may Allah bless the sick, the poor, the blind, the feeble, the rich, those fighting for survival, the young and the old. Not only those of us that are here, but those of us who are not here, but nevertheless have the same resolve. I'm a Muslim. My dear Muslims, The subject of the Supper today is about Ramadan, the month of patience. Our beloved Prophet informed us that the month of Ramadan has many benefits and many, many blessings, among which are a few. Mercy, guidance, revelation of Quran, peace, happiness, rejoicing, forgiveness, repentance, patience, and many more. Salman al-Farsi, radiallahu anhu, narrated that the Messenger of Allah gave us a sermon in the last day of Shaban during that time. And the hadith of the Prophet goes as follows. And translation. All people, a great and a blessed month is approaching. And it, Ramadan, is the month of patience. And it, Ramadan, is the month of patience and perseverance. And the reward for patience is paradise. Dear Muslims, the idea of patience is mentioned in the Quran 103 times in 25 forms and in 46 surahs. Because of its importance, it has been mentioned many times. For those who are patient during Ramadan, they will be rewarded the maximum reward. A person will be given the gift of paradise, and that's a great merit of reward, our Lord. A person who is ready to be patient, not to eat while he is hungry, not to drink while he is thirsty, not to quench his thirst even with a sip of water, if the intention is to quench his thirst, and not to lean to his lust. Such a person is a noble individual. If the person is doing these with faith and obedience to Allah, he deserves to be rewarded by the Creator of all things. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Zumar, the crowds, the following, and in translation, those who patiently persevere will truly receive a reward without measure. And this is in Surah 39, but it's the last surah on that page, in that ayah. It's the last sentence in that ayah. Dear believers, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that whosoever fasts Ramadan with conviction, iman, with expectation, is dissolved, his reward is forgiveness. Forgiveness of the sins that we've committed. All of the difficulties that we've had, all of the things that have troubled us, all of the activities that we've been involved with all the years, some of them that weren't so bad, some of them were bad, the difficulties that came, that really was a trouble for us, that caused us to maybe do some things that maybe weren't right. our intentions didn't start out to do any sinful things. But because of difficulty, sometimes we find ourselves in situations where maybe we did something that wasn't right. We have to look at that. We have to try to understand that. But during this month of Ramadan is an opportunity to gain that forgiveness that only Allah can give. Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever fasts Ramadan with conviction and expectation, his previous mistakes will be forgiven." And this is what we know by all the scholars. The concept of training oneself by himself without outside supervision is a noble act. Each soul, each individual is responsible for the fast that we undertake during this month. This fast that we're undertaking is a training to help us work to get the pleasure of Allah. This is an opportunity. It's a month long. And Allah asks us to fast from the food, fast from the drink, all of the things that we're used to doing that are sustenance for the body. A lot of the things that we do that we can't do in the month of Ramadan. Because we have to do this month for Allah and Allah alone. This concept of training is without supervision. Sometimes it is supervision. Here is a Master of Taqwa. Inshallah, we're going to have iftar every night here. And we're going to try to take care of all of the needs that people have in terms of being able to come break your fast. Inshallah, we have some sustenance. But Allah has blessed us with a hafiz that's going to do the recitation of the book. And it's truly a blessing to be able to give exact righteous recitation, because that recitation of the Quran goes directly into the heart. We need this, even though we may not understand the Arabic. The Arabic goes directly into your heart. This is something that is a gift from Allah. So it's truly a blessing for us to be able to have this correct pronunciation of the Quran. A whole juice of night, inshallah, we're going to do. But that along with the reading that we're still required to do. We're still required to read a juice of it. If we can, if we're able. It's not a hardship. Allah doesn't put a hardship on us. He gives us the responsibility, and we work on trying to do the most and the best that we can do. We make the best effort we can to try to do this. This is a training. This is an effort that each soul has to do, because we're examining ourselves. We're seeing how strong our faith is. We're seeing how strong an effort we can make to do what Allah is asking of us. They say Shaitan is locked up during this time, so it's a little bit easier for us to do these things. But our personal Shaitan is not locked up. He's still tempting us with the things that he's already tempted us with. But we have help if we're making the effort to fast for Allah. This effort helps us to fight off those temptations that come. And when we hold to it, when we find the strength to hold, when we think that we can't last anymore, we can't make it anymore, when we hold on long enough to get through that day, through those prayers, during the day we're making those prayers, that's a lift for us. Every time we get to a prayer, when we get to the tour after making project, we got the longest period between prayers is between the project and the tour. When we get to Zohar and we haven't eaten anything, it's a blessing. I remember one year for me, the first day, I got up and made Zohar, made my Fajr prayer, went to work, and at break time, I got a big waffle bread. First day. But sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget. But see, these things, I already know. So when we recognize it, we stop. Sometimes Allah blesses us with a morsel, a drink, or whatever it is. But when we recognize what it is, we have to stop. And if we do, then we get the blessing. So none of us are going to be perfect. And this is the one thing that he reminds us of. We're making effort, we're training to follow through with what the religion says we should do for the pleasure of God. Not for the pleasure of anything else in this creation. Only the pleasure of God. We're training ourselves to abstain from the essentials of life, and it's not an easy act. It needs a strong personality to dictate self-control. This is what we're working on. This is what we're training ourselves with. Controlling ourselves. Self-control. Self-discipline. We're working on ourselves so that we can control and cause the remembrance to stay with us long enough to get through the day. Self-restraint. Being able to hold on. Not to take that sip of water. Not to eat that bite of food. Hold off. Make those prayers. Ask Allah for help. And when we get through with it and we come to the masjid, inshallah, to break our fast, it's the sweetest thing you can think of. We can do that every day. The blessing may be in it for us to achieve paradise in that effort. Not even talking about the other great efforts that come during this month of Ramadan. A person who can restrain himself from the essentials of life for some time and for the love of Allah deserves a reward from the Creator himself. There's a hadith that goes as follows in the translation. The following person leaves his food, or the fasting person leaves his food, his beverages, and his lust for my sake. Fasting is for me, and I am the